Jessica, we'll start with you this time. Kind of talk about some of the highlights that are being done for today's schedule that people won't want to miss that involve the sesquicentennial.
Well, for the sesquicentennial piece of it, during the ice cream social today over at Prime Bank, which starts at 6, we will be doing the beard and mustache judging contest. So all those gentlemen who've been growing their facial hair for, oh gosh, was it November, I think we started it? Yeah. They will finally find out if they're a winner that night. So we're pretty excited. I know we had added another category later on for those fellas that already had a well-established beard and were very reluctant to have to shave and start all over again. So that'll be fun to see the historical beards, as we're calling them.
And you know, every one of them that I've seen and I've talked to, I've asked if they were going to maintain and keep that beard or mustache after the sesquicentennial, and each one of them gave an emphatic no. Teresa, let's go back. Of course, Jessica talked about the Prime Bank Ice Cream Social. That's been going on now well over 50 years. Tell us about the items that's going to be happening there.
This is, I think, the 51st annual ice cream social tonight at Prime Bank. So, and of course, they're going to have the Notables there performing as always. So that'll be a really fun night. Live music, games, kids entertainment. So be sure and come out and check that out. And of course, lots of free ice cream.
And I also understand that the sesquicentennial historic mural was going to be unveiled then on Thursday night.
Correct, yes. At 8 o'clock, also over in that area, the mural that was commissioned by artist Mitchell Zenk will be officially unveiled, I guess is what we'll say. So the Rich Zitlow from the Sesqui Committee will be doing a short presentation of that as well. So it's, I haven't seen it in person yet, so I'm very excited because it is huge. And it's going up on the Frontier Communications Building. So all those activities will be right in that area that night, which will make it real easy to see both the beard contest and the mural being unveiled.
That leads us up to another event after Prime Bank's Ice Cream Social, and it's the outdoor movie that is being sponsored by American Bank and Total Motors. And Teresa, once again, it's going to be at Total Motors, but the significance of that is that's the actual location of the old Mars Under the Stars drive-in theater.
That's right, it is. And I'm going to date myself, but I remember going to many drive-ins there when I was in high school. It was so much fun. So
did you sneak in on the trunk or
whatever? I'm not going to talk about that, Dennis.
All right, tell us a little bit about more about the outdoor movie then. And
okay,
what's going
this
on.
Is the second year of having the outdoor movie over at the Total Motors site. Total Motors and American Bank put on a great event. Last year, the parking lot was absolutely full of people, so we're expecting an even better turnout this year. But the movie this year that they're going to show is Angels in the Outfield. And so it's a great family film, rated PG, so good for everybody. Spectators can bring lawn chairs, blankets, drive in just like in the olden days. Parking is limited, so that is first come, first serve. So be sure to bring blankets and lawn chairs just in case you're not able to get a parking spot that you can watch from your car. Of course, there'll be free ice cream. I think last year there was popcorn. So it was a wonderful event. We had great turnout. So much fun.
Well, that kind of highlights Thursday. We'll talk more about what's coming up through the rest of the days in the week of sesquicentennial. My guests have been Teresa Petty and Jessica Brown Miller.